Paul Richard, first preseason game's coming up Friday night. What are you hoping to show out there?
Just go out and showcase what I'm able to do. I know this is my first NFL game, man. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little excited, but I'm ready. And I know this team is ready, and we're ready to showcase what we're about.
What's it been like in that receivers room? Kind of that mix of, you know, all you young guys, but there's some veterans in there too.
It's a lot of learning. I know for me, man, I've been learning from Andrew Hawkins, Marlon Moore, just the older guys that's been in the room, not only in the film studies, but when we out here practicing as well. Those guys always finishing their blocks, just doing the small things that kept them in the league so long. So that's what I'm trying to learn from and hopefully pick up things that they can teach me.
You've got you came in with the nickname Hollywood.
Yeah.
You got a little flash, a little style to you. We've seen a little bit out of that, you know, out there on the practice field. How comfortable are you feeling within this offense right now?
I'm feeling good, man. There's times where I still mess up. But, I mean, that's why we come out here and practice, so we can get better at the things that we don't know. So I'm still picking up the offense. It's a lot to learn, but it's a challenge, and I'm willing to face it.
What are you working on to improve on? What areas are you maybe a little weaker than you feel like you should be?
Just the film studies. Film study, me and Terrell Pryor, we have to practice every day in the meeting room, and we're just going over how we did and what we could have did better in.
What was the origin of the nickname again?
From Pee Wee football. My coach's name was Chris, and he named me it.
Why did he name you that, you know?
Yeah, I was just making big plays, man. It just stuck around.
And so how old were you?
I say about six, seven. Yeah.
And it stuck.
I'm 21.
But you changed it to Wood at some point, right?
Yeah, I changed to Wood, man. I like Wood for short. I mean, I really don't matter. People just come Hollywood, Wood for short. I really don't matter.
Can you explain on your Twitter profile? I think it's like 18172.
Yeah.
What's the? I understand it's part of have something to do with when you were picked. Mm-hmm. What's the significance of that? Why do you put that on there?
18th receiver, 172 pick. I got a lot of motivation coming my way, man. I feel like I should have been higher than that, but you know what? God put me in this predicament for a reason, and I'm gonna go out and show the people what I'm about.
So, when did you think you'd be drafted? When were you expecting it?
First round, man. To be honest, man. I mean, I showcase what I'm about on the field, and I mean, my play shows it.
Are you one of those guys? You know, I know Draymond Green was a guy you could list every guy that was drafted before mm-hmm. him. You know, are you one of those guys that kind of knows the names of all those receivers that was drafted before
yeah,
you?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah. Including the one here.
Yeah. Corey. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's no hate against those guys, but I just got like a revenge to go out and show the people what I'm really about.
Do you have any idea? I mean, anybody give any kind of indication why it was fifth round instead of earlier? Or?
If I knew, I'd tell you, man. I'd tell all these cameras right here. I really don't know, okay. But I mean, it happened for a reason. So. It's just motivation.
What is the competition at your position? You got a pretty crowded room. You got mm-hmm. four guys that were actually drafted. Mm-hmm. What's the competition like amongst you guys right now?
Well, I don't say we like fighting against each other. We're fighting to build against with the whole team. I know with Coach Hughes and us as a team, we just want to win. So however we can contribute to the team, that's the way we're going to do it.
When your coach gave you that nickname, what were you a wide receiver then? What positions were you playing?
I played defense. I played safety.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you become a receiver?
My sophomore year in high school. I was catching picks pretty good, man. So he was like, you know what, I need to change you to offense. I started catching the ball pretty good, man. They got me a scholarship, Colorado State, and I just took it and ran with it.
Did you always want to play receiver or just wherever they put you?
Wherever they put me, man.
Did you play both ways?
I'm a playmaker.
Sorry, did you play both ways?
Yeah,
first?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Pep Hamilton said you were really detailed in your route running. Mm-hmm. He said that's not the case with a lot of rookies.
Mm-hmm.
what do you think it is about you, your game, and your background that allows you to get the coach to notice that?
Just how I put a lot of emphasis on route running. I know every time I get a chance, I'm always working on how I can beat my defender coming in and out of my break. I know if I'm pity patting, trying to get out my break, that gives the DB more time to close in on me and break the ball up. So, I mean, there's just all kind of times where I'm doing the little things to try to help my game.
Is it practicing footwork or studying film or a combination of both that makes a good route runner?
Man, it takes the off season. When we come out here, when no one's watching, it's a lot of little stuff.
And is there anybody in your past who's kind of instrumental in helping you really polish that part of your game?
Yeah, I got a couple guys. I got David Robinson. I trained with him since high school. We do a lot of work out there, Dallas, Texas. Not only him, but I went with David Patterson, DP, Coach Reggie Fish. It's a couple guys. The list goes on and on, but I'm mainly with David Robinson, and he trained the top dogs, man, and I'm one of them.
And that's in, you said in Dallas?
Yeah, that's in Dallas.
Is the name of a facility, or?
He trained at First Baptist Academy.
Okay.
FBA.
Okay. What did you do during your summer break before camp?
I was basically on the board drawing up a lot of plays, like a lot of defenses. A lot of stuff with D-Rob, David Robinson, just doing my footwork, trying to get ahead of the game. A lot of speed work. People say I'm not fast, but I feel like when the time comes, shit, I'm fast enough. So that's just about what I did.
What are your goals your rookie year?
I want 7 touchdowns, man. However I can get them, I'm going to do it. And not only that, however I can make the 53. I know it's a lot of receivers in there, it's a lot of DBs, it's a lot of people everywhere, man. And once that time comes where they start cutting people down, I want to be one of those guys that's still in it. So that's my goal.
Did you say a specific number touchdowns?
7.
7?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize if I heard you right. What? How did you come up with the exact number?
7 just being like a lucky number. 7 or more, man, I know. Right now they got like Corey in front of me. Y'all know he was drafted first round. So whenever I come in, he need a blow. I'm gonna make that touchdown that he should have been in for, man. So, but other than that, I might play different positions. Coach got me moving around a little bit. So 7 or more touchdowns, that'll be good for my rookie year. Then next year, man, it might be. I'm gonna tell y'all that number next year, man. Y'all stay tuned for that one.
But start with 7 because that's a lucky number.
Yeah,
I got you.
What are we gonna see, What are we gonna see from you when you get in the end zone?
Man, I got a few touchdown dances in mind, but that's just for y'all to find out and me to know, man. I'm gonna break that out when the time comes.
Are you as flashy as Hollywood suggests? I mean, that's a pretty flashy nickname.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that flashy. I believe I live up to the name. Got a lot of people that's counting on me, so I got a lot to live up for. So I'm not gonna be too flashy with it. I'm gonna take care of my business and let everything else handle the rest.
So when you say live up to the name, what do you think the name? When you think of that nickname, what do you think it means? Because I think flash.
Yeah.
You think something?
I think
else.
It too. Sometimes, oh, okay. Man, I think a little flash. You know, I gotta have a little swag about myself. I gotta show out a little bit. But not only that, make plays on the field, and I mean that name will stick around for a long time.
And when you say you have a lot of people count on you, who are you referring to?
Talking to my family, my friends, everybody that helped me get to where I'm at, and I can't let them down.
I mean, there's a lot of buzz around the receiving core. I mean, people are looking at Josh Gordon, you know, can't wait till he gets back because they know how good he can be. Corey Coleman, obviously, has been having a good camp.
No doubt.
Like you said, a first-round pick. Terrell Pryor's making a great transition.
Yeah.
You feel like you're right there with those guys in terms of being able to make plays and make a real difference in this receiving corps?
Oh, no doubt, man. And not only that, if I can't contribute on offense, I'm going to do it on special teams. So if I can be that one guy that makes that touchdown block, man, that's how I'm going to do it.
That's how you can practice.
Hey, and that, and also, man, that'll be my 7 points if I make that touchdown block.
I saw you in practice the other day make kind of a one-handed, you guys were just running through drills and made a one-handed grab. Mm-hmm. Do you think about that at all? Is that just instinctual? What's that?
You know what, that's just instinct, man. I know with David Robinson, we do a drill. We did a drill at nighttime where he throws the ball as hard as he can, and it's up to us to catch it. So, man, it's like if you can do it at nighttime, you can sure do it with the lights on, man. So I just take a lot of emphasis on catching the ball and running routes, and I just let everything else handle the rest.
So how dark is it? Pretty dark?
It'd be pretty dark, man. I mean, it'd be nighttime, so you got to really focus on that ball. If not, it's coming right to your chest, to your face, man.
It probably doesn't feel good either.
Nah, it don't. Y'all got this dude next.
Nah. Yeah.